There's probably 8 tents. Two of them come down. See, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tents up still. There was 2 more. 2 are coming down.
The independent media outlet Unicorn Riot was there to videotape and capture footage of the Resurrection Village raid. Another took place at Samaritan Square on Park Avenue.
Now you have suspicion that he's not a real cop.
Yeah, his name is unmarked car.
Talking about the city county, then. Absolutely, but let's start with you first.
Okay.
What's your name and address?
Okay.
First, yeah.
Oh, yeah, didn't I ask first?
Yeah, absolutely. What's your last name?
What's your first and last name, sir?
Sir, are you guys not going to cooperate? I think I'm being really smooth.
You've been smooth. Look at that. Thank you.
Safety. This is a bad snowstorm.
Yeah,
so we're safer standing
in the frostbite on my fingers.
Did you pant?
It was.
What's your name? Nobody was sleeping in this tent.
Nobody owns these tents. They belong to a group.
Who slept in this tent? Okay, because you guys are all in violation of a lawful order.
We're just camping.
So you're going to give me your name again?
Jay was saying lawful order to stop camping, right? Otherwise, there isn't a lawful order.
Okay,
you're going to move isn't a lawful order.
Police are refusing to hand out cards.
You need to bring me your card. But I was told to come down here, and I'm doing my job and following orders.
You don't even have a card. Nope, I don't. I'm out of card.
On Saturday, KGNU worked with Unicorn Riot to document the stories of those affected by the raids. 489 people logged onto Unicorn Riot's live stream to hear the stories.
So the morning that it happened, what happened exactly?
Well, they didn't even give us much time. They told us that they're going to come by and start throwing everything out. Most of the block, they told, just go inside, get warm, it's too cold out. They didn't tell them that they were going to throw everything out, so they left all the tents up. And the other half, they told one, and he told the rest of them. And it wasn't much time. It was like maybe a half hour or more. It was enough to get everything ready. Like I said, a lot of us left with no blankets at all, or no tents or nothing like that.
And they took your tarp?
Oh, no, I got my tarp, but other people wasn't as lucky as I was. At least I got half my stuff.
What all did you lose?
A couple of fur hoodies, a 40-degree blanket, sleeping bag.
Where are you sleeping tonight?
Well, because I don't sign in for blankets because I got my own. They said I signed in for one and never checked it out, so now I'm barred for 7 days, so I'm stuck to be outside. And then when you explain it to them, like I have, they don't care.
My name's Aaron Teresa Pierce. My parents are both dead. The street family is all I have. And they throw our lives away every day. Cops come and throw our things away. They don't give a shit. They have no right to do what they do to us. Because my life, I'm starting all over again. I don't even know if I have anything left of what I did have. No, I was told to get everything in and not to be outside very long or they would arrest me. I've been here for almost 2 years. And my feet are so frostbitten, I don't even know if I have any toes. I've already lost feeling in these 3 fingers, but mostly this one.
That's just how these cops are to all of us. Cops are just disrespectful. You know, they tell us to take our tents down when it's cold. They make us sleep outside in the cold because they don't want us to have no tarps or no tents up or no blankets to keep warm.
Yeah. Shelters, on the other hand, they say watch out for the bed bugs and the body lice. They're not very clean. They're not sanitized very good. I'm training with twins.
When are they due?
February 12th. So 2 more months.
When the cops have approached you before, what happened?
They just start getting mad. They start talking bad about us. My sister, she was pregnant at the time, and this one undercover cop decides to drive up on top of the curb and almost hit her.
How long ago did that happen?
About a month ago or so. And he's been terrible. He's been terrible at his job. He's pretending to rip people down, driving on top of the curves. And it's just like I'm saying, like they're saying, cops run us off from over there because they don't want us to have a seat or anything. They don't want us to have nothing nice.
During interviews, we were interrupted by a police cruiser that sounded its alarm when approaching the area where people living on the streets congregated, but stopped when seeing the cameras and microphone. As we began recording the police, they posed for our cameras and waved while saying Merry Christmas and drove off.
They call me DC. Honestly, lately the police have been not only harassing the homeless, but they've also been making us move from place to place. We have nowhere to stay, and just like they have families and homes and people that care about them, we do too. Just because we're homeless don't mean we ain't got no heart.
Hey, it's Carmen Romero, and I'm homeless. I've been here for almost a year, and what the cops do all the time, that's incredible. But this time, that's it. They passed the line, you know. They threw all my friends' stuff. They step on it, you know, and they don't have nothing. And what they have is gone.
There was a man a couple of weeks ago that tried to get into one of the homeless shelters. They called the police on him and told him that he couldn't come in, and he froze to death outside.
This Peter, he's my friend. He lives out there. He knows what happens.
Okay.
And he can tell you
Thank
more
you
than me.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
You're welcome.
Yeah, they gave him about 6 o'clock in the morning. They kicked everybody awake. When I mean kicked, I mean literally kicked the sides of the tents until someone said something. And then they took everything. They told you, you get chance, one chance. Take 2 bags of what you want, and then get away from everything, because it's all going in the dumpster. They took everything. They said, you grab 2 bags and you go. If you touch anything else, I said, well, I need my tent. And they're like, no more. It's over. You're done. They told me I couldn't take my tent. I couldn't take any sleeping bags. I couldn't take anything that could protect me from the outside. And they took it all.
What are some other things you lost?
Everything. What you see on me now is what I have left. They got the purse. I had a 1930s sequins purse that I found, the rhinestone type. Yeah, I had one of those that molded flowers and metal. It was really nice. They took all that, everything, because it wasn't time to get anything. It was get it and go, or you're going to jail automatic, one or the other. And then they taunted me over the PA. They told me it was over, it was time to give up.
What did that mean to you?
Stop fighting. I wanted to try to help people. I help a lot of people. I mean, I have a weird condition that doesn't allow me to sleep very well. I think they screwed me this time. So I had to go find a little hole to stay in. That's where I am now, is this little hole I found. If you're homeless, you're fair game from any police officer to harass you and mess with you any way they want to.
Hey, bro, we ain't doing out here trying to live and survive, man, okay? That's a stay warm and eat, man. To me, how could a human being do another human being like that, man? I want to go in, it's cold, we ain't got no room. Man, you could put me somewhere.
No matter if it's 20 below. You're thrown out.
Therese Howard, organizer with Denver Homeless Out Loud.
There are some action steps that you can take. Go to denverhomelessoutloud.org and click the first post, the one that's titled 100 People Kicked Out. On there, there's numbers for the police department, District 6, that came through and kicked everybody out here. There's a number for the mayor, city council, and also the governor. And if you can call those people and express your outrage at what has gone on here, that would be a huge benefit to the community. This is not okay, and we're going to call it to an end.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm freezing.
It's just something that happens here in Colorado that no one knows. There's a lot of those things that go on here.